Chapter 1, October 2041. She appeared when Marcus was on the 13th mile on the endless park. The ache was building in the backs of his thighs, and his calves were beginning to burn. The green space surrounding him remained monotonous as the miles ticked off on the holographic display projected from a tiny opening in front of the rotating patch of grass. His arms glistened from the sun, reflecting off the microthin chemical film that coated his body. At first, the figure that appeared slightly behind him to his left, watching and studying him, escaped his notice. Her flowing red hair first caught his attention before he noticed that she was glancing back and forth between him and the sky. Her right hand poked fingers at the space just in front of her face, and he realized that she was watching a display, visible only to her, that was tracking a flow of data. She was interacting with the data, entering information. About him? His performance? A bird broke the monotony of the landscape on the right and caught his attention for the blink of an eye, and when he looked back, she'd vanished. His breath started to slow as he sank into the silky patch of Hiberniturf at the end of his run, the sun melting beads of sweat off his skin, when her shadow cast across his body. She was looking toward the sky and poking fingers of both hands at the invisible screen before her.
Marcus Takana. Born August 4th, 2019, New Quest, Oregon, she read, just loud enough for him to hear. 6'3" tall, 182 pounds, disease scan clear, drug scan clear, cortical database 2.3 petabytes, basic unenhanced dataset.
Who the hell are you?
Ignorant and vulgar, she mouthed silently. I'm Terra, Mr. Takana, and I have a proposition for you.
Her body was now framed against the sky, her face in shadows, the sun directly behind her, fringing her hair with light.
Tell me, she said, are you happy with your life?
It could be better.
He looked up at the spectral figure, trying to make out the features of her backlit face. Then are you ready for it to change?
Terra maintained the advantage of her position, towering over his outstretched form. So you're the devil and you've come to buy my soul?
Not your soul, Mr. Takana. You can keep that. It's no use to us at all. It's your body we want, and we're prepared to pay you handsomely for it.
What do you mean? Are you recruiting me for some sort of team?
Not exactly. We want you, literally, to sell us your body, to part with it, permanently.
You're asking me to die? Marcus sat up and got to his feet. With the direction this conversation was headed, it was time to be on equal ground. And to see the face of his adversary. Now he had the advantage of height, his eyes level with the top of her head. As the sun struck her face, he was unprepared for her exquisite beauty. The red hair cascaded over her shoulders, framing a face of perfect symmetry, with pale, unblemished skin that seemed never to have been exposed to the harsh solar rays that now penetrated an ever-thinning atmosphere. Most striking were her eyes. An emerald green that reflected light with the intensity and sparkle of gemstones. These eyes now held his gaze.
Yes, in a way, your mind would cease to exist while your body lived on with another mind within it. I represent a few wealthy individuals who are willing to pay huge sums for healthy new bodies.
But what good would money do me if I no longer exist?
It won't happen right away. It's a future contract to be completed at such time that your benefactor's body is ready to die. In your case, your benefactor is in his mid-40s, so that could be anywhere from 25 to 70 years. And he's an exceedingly cautious man, so he could live for many decades to come. Meanwhile, you'd have access to everything that extraordinary wealth could buy. The years you'd have could be infinitely more rewarding than the life that faces you now. Imagine what you could accomplish.
Marcus remembered when he'd been young and ambitious, ready to save the world, before disaster struck his family and his dreams evaporated.
And there's a bonus, Terra continued. Few people have both the means and required youth to have the ambrosia conversion. By 28 or 29, cells have already aged beyond the capacity of the conversion to help. This arrangement is only worthwhile for your benefactor with the conversion, so we will, of course, arrange for you to undergo it. While it will not bestow you immortality, it will enable you to avoid aging as long as you continue to exist.